system. It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our weekly program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're recording this program on Thursday, August 17th. We are, and right now it is at 10:05 in the morning, and we are out on Old Highway 67 east of Cedar Lake Road, where the city has just moments ago broken ground on fire station number 10. Here to speak with us about fire station number 10 is an architect who has designed several fire stations in Biloxi, and that would be the architect Mark Williams. Good morning.
Hey, thank you, Vincent. That's Mark Williams with Williams & Associates, and we have probably done 5 different fire stations for the city, maybe 6, including the renovation work. But this particular station is part of a prototypical design that the city implemented many years ago, and this is one more step in protecting the city in an area that previously had no protection. This particular station is elevated such that we meet and comply with the new BFE, and is also set to address all the response calls that we would see in this vicinity.
And one of the things that you've been able to do is you mentioned the uniformity of the stations. When people see this new station start to come out of the ground, if they want to know what it looks like, there are a couple other stations in Biloxi they can go look at that you designed.
That's right, Vincent. And we try to use materials that are consistent with the local context. We also make sure that the building is a maintenance-free building. That means fire stations typically last 50 years. This station is designed to last that long, and it also meets the 160-mile-an-hour wind load that is imposed on us, Vincent.
One of the things you mentioned, though, is by having the same design of these fire stations, there are a number of benefits.
Yes, they can move different personnel from Station 2, or, for instance, Station 9, to this station. These guys are going to fit right in because it's the same floor plan. They're going to know exactly where to go, how to respond. They're not going to have to fight over different furniture and wall placement because the station is identical.
Well, does that mean we got to pay you every time?
Well, Vincent, yes. Every station has to be site adapted, and that's part of it. Every site's not the same, so we have an obligation.
I'm teasing, but it's got to be a sense of pride for you, though.
It is, Vincent, and
every one of our stations you've had something to do with.
That's right, and it all started after Hurricane Katrina. We got started early on with the early administration, designed Station 2 and 9. We retrofitted 5, 6, and Station 4 to be hurricane resistant. Now we've done Station 7 and now 10, and we're going to do 8 as well.
Isn't the unique thing about this, when you said the station has a uniformity, ease for them to get in, get up and running quickly?
That's right. When they get a call, they're not having to struggle to get to the station, to the trucks. There's a direct path from the bedrooms or the day room that go direct into the engine bay, and the door placement is critical for that. So they're not dodging around the side of the vehicle to get to the door of the vehicle. They can run straight out to the door of the vehicle, jump in the vehicle, and response time is increased by just design.
And we talk about the numbers because we know them like the back of our hand, but just so people will know, Station 2 is down in East Biloxi on the east end. Station 9 is out in the Eagle Point area. And Station 7 that we talk about so much, we just broke ground on that the other day, didn't we?
That's right. And by the way,
Cedar
Pops Lake, Pops Ferry, that station started its design back in 2007. That station really didn't get off the ground until about a year ago when we actually started putting the plans together, but the intent was started in 2007, Vincent.
Well, Cecilia Dobbs Walton is going to bring in another guest right now, Mark, and I have to tell you that you are being summoned by the media because they want to talk to you about how great this new design is going to be. Cecilia?
Yeah, we had something. The mayor put a letter out the other day about something that I think is actually rather remarkable. It's the city of Biloxi, as people have asked us regarding this issue about the history of Biloxi. You know, Biloxi is very fond of its history. We have a very diverse culture. I can talk today. And one thing that we're doing, that the mayor is doing, is he had heard about the remains from a war hero that is located in Biloxi. Just to make it simpler, let's bring in Mike Leonard and let him just give you an overview and tell you about it.
Well, it's been pretty well covered on both WLOX and WXXV have covered this story. It's a great feel-good story. In 1953, a young, about 22-year-old Biloxian was shot down over Korea, and his remains were not recovered. They've been in North Korea all these years, and it was brought to our attention that he has a burial vault here. So the mayor wrote a letter to Department of Defense saying, if you find the remains of our Biloxian, Mr. Robert P. Gaudet, if you find his remains, we want them back in Biloxi. And the story went pretty wide because just this morning, we received a call from one of the long lost cousins who has actually submitted her DNA to the Department of Defense so that they will be able to identify him. So we've got hopes that someday this young 22-year-old fighter pilot who was lost in 1953 will finally be able to get to come home.
And the reason you're looking for a cousin is because he doesn't have any family members here on the coast, his mom, his dad, and his sister?
Correct. So that's the reason the mayor got involved, because there wasn't anybody else to write to the Department of Defense to tell him that he had a home here.
And if anybody is aware of this individual, we would love to have a picture. We do not have a picture of this lieutenant, and we just think that a lot of people have asked about that, but there just isn't one right now through all the hurricanes and the passage of time. Mike Leonard, how is the budget going?
Well, we're moving along. I think I gave you a quote yesterday, Vincent, that we've had two budget workshops and a third scheduled on Tuesday of next week. The council and the administration are working very closely, working through department after department, asking a lot of good questions, looking at revenues and looking at expenses, and we'll come out of this a bit better off just because everybody's so engaged.
It's got to be a tough time, though, every year whenever you're looking at a city that has not raised its tax rate in 25 years. However, you do have some new revenue coming in, and the administration, you and the mayor, have actually put a number on what we think sports books are going to do in Biloxi.
Well, that's one of the major revenue sources we have is from the gambling taxes, gaming taxes more specifically. And of course, we've only got just a few weeks of experience at this point. But based on speaking to Las Vegas and speaking to Atlantic City and looking at some of the results that have come from there, We made a projection that we would have about $1 million of additional revenue from that source over the course of the 12 months. That's a pretty conservative estimate. And in fact, all of our revenue estimates are conservative. We traditionally estimate conservatively and then just hope for the best and hope we're going to beat that. The most dangerous thing to do in putting a budget together is to guess too aggressively about what you think your revenue is going to be.
And you've had more and more special events. We've been fortunate this year. We haven't had a hurricane, but you had the Blue Angels. You've had spring break. You've got to also try to leave cushions in the budget for things like that.
Well, like I say, every day's a holiday, every meal's a feast in the city of Biloxi. There's always something going on.
You can't say any more than that. Thank you, E. Michael Leonard, or is known as Mike Leonard. Cecilia, what else do we have going on before we wrap up this show?
Well, the Biloxi Shirkers are in town. They're going to finish up a homestead Friday and Saturday with the Mobile Bay Bears, and then they go into five games at MGM Park, the Pensacola Wahoos. So go online you can get the information actually from biloxi.ms.us for ticket information and for game times. Also, the Biloxi Natatorium, the Aquatics Division, is still holding registration for its fall swimming lessons, which start in September. You can call the Biloxi Natatorium at 228-435-6205, and as always, get all the information off our website at biloxi.ms.us.
I know we're out here in God's country, off of old Highway 67, William Sackett, but it's hot as Hades out here. I say we wrap up this show.
You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week. This is William Sackett speaking.
Awesome. Thank you. I agree. I want to get in the AC.